I'm very excited to be joined, well, by a dangerous, dangerous man. So dangerous, in fact, we're doing this chat down the phone for my own personal safety. Pro MMA star Linton Vassell, the Swarm Vassell. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thank you. I'm doing very well.
You're just a pussycat, really, though, right, aren't you? You're not that dangerous, are you?
Well, it depends. You know what? I'm actually a Gemini. My star sign is Gemini. And out of like, fighting world, I am a pussycat. In the fighting world, you know, I just change and, you know, you try to hurt me and that's it, man. I just flip and I go into the swarm mode. So, yeah, I am a pussycat, but I've still got that vicious side when it needs to be vicious.
Now, how does a kid then from Broughton, a village in the shadow of Milton Keynes, how do you start on the road to world domination?
Thank you, but to be honest, literally started at a place called the Total Dojo, which was 10, 15 minutes from where I actually live in Milton Keynes, a place called Bletchley. Started there, started winning some fights, went on a 9-fight win streak for UC MMA, and then I finally beat a top name who was in Bellator. He was in Dream, and he was like, he fought some big names himself, Zell Galasic, and yeah, beat him, and that was it. Like, Bellator hit me up and said, yeah, do you want to sign up for a 4-fight contract? And rest is history. I am where I am now.
And no, but did I read that you never intended to actually fight when you went into that gym for the first time?
Never. I didn't even want to go. It was more, my friend said, just come along, see how you feel. I wasn't interested whatsoever. Finally went down just to see what all this was about. And seriously, I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Like, it's crazy. Like, I like getting punched. I like punching people. And yeah, it was crazy. So.
Now, you've been in the game 10 years now, and you've certainly crammed a lot in. You turned pro as there weren't the opponents at the semi-pro ranks, took in the UK scene, and now, as you say, you're in Bellator MMA, yes, taking on the world. Do you feel that you've finally found your level, the level where you should be now?
I definitely have, yeah. I didn't even think I would even fight, so let alone be winning even at semi-pro, and then winning at pro, winning some titles, yeah, and then to actually fight on the world stage against some big names, with big other names that I could be potentially matched up with. It's a dream come true, and yeah, it's something that I never thought would ever happen. I'm loving the journey, and something that I'd never wanted to do has actually became my passion. I don't know what I would do now if I wasn't doing this.
Now you're co-main eventing Bellator 179 at Wembley Arena on Friday.
Yes.
You duke it out with Liam McGreary for the number one contender for the light heavyweight title.
Yep.
So how's the training gone?
Oh, spot on. Like, I couldn't really ask for much more from Neil Melenson over in South Florida. He really knows the way my body type is. So the way he calls it is big man caveman training. So literally, it's, you know, we're big guys, so we can pull limbs and push them and turn them the way some smaller weights probably couldn't do it. So yeah, training's been great, sparring's been good. I feel like I'm not lifting too much. Before, I was lifting like twice a week, sometimes three times a week. Now I'm only lifting once a week, so I'm not going to be too muscle heavy, and yeah, you know, everything's gone to plan, so I'm more than happy.
And it's a homecoming for you, because you spend a lot of your time out in Florida, as you said, so you're excited to be taking on such a big fight on home soil.
Yes, as I say, the level I'm at now, it wouldn't make sense if I wasn't fighting Liam or a big name, considering I'm winning, and obviously the names on Bellator, they're all big names, so yeah, I'm definitely chuffed and pleased to be fighting a big name on my hometown soil.
But your opponent will be expecting a big support as well. He's from King's Lynn, so it's great to see two English lads right at the top of the sport at the moment.
Yeah, I can imagine the crowd going back and forth for both of us. Like, obviously, I punch him, crowd cheer. He punches me, the crowd's going to cheer. So I can see it going back and forth with the crowd. But, yeah, it's going to be a great fight, a great night. It's been a great event as well.
And he's a tough prospect, the lad you're fighting. Lost only once in Bellator, a former champ, and you know each other quite well, don't you?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. He's dangerous in all aspects. He's got great striking, great groundwork. I take nothing from him. He's lost one fight out of, I think it's 12 or 11. Whatever number it is, he's been on a tear. He was the first British champion for Bellator. So, yeah, I've got my hands full. But, you know, I've been training for this a very long time. And I feel like I'm at my peak. One, in my career, and two, I feel just so good the way my camp's gone. So, yeah.
But he is susceptible to the takedown, isn't he? There is a weakness there for you to exploit.
Yeah, that's what I took away from the Phil Davis fight. He's susceptible to takedown, and he's happy to be there. And that's a big problem when I'm on top for anyone. Seriously, like, I make people pay, and I'm always having people say, like, what was that? Because I catch people in submissions that pretty much people don't do, but I'm able to do it. Just the way, because I don't do things by the book. I just do what I see. If I see a limb, I'll pull it one way or the other. That's just the way I am.
And a lot on the line here, because the loser's going to take a big step back in the title picture. So there's quite a lot of pressure on this fight.
Yeah, do you know what, though? It's pressure enough fighting and fighting in front of your hometown. So, you know, even though it is a title implication on top, I don't think anything more is going to be more pressure than actually fighting in general. I just feel like that's a big enough pressure as it is. Like, no matter how many fights you have.
So you get past McGreary. You then face the champ, Phil Davis, or possibly Bader. So how do you approach the fight, given that you've been in the environment before and been burnt at Bellator 130?
Well, I'm just going in this fight as I have to beat Liam. So to be honest, he's the only one on my mind. Yes, I am obviously confident I'm going to win and go on to fight the champion. But right now, it is Liam 110% focused. That's who I'm focused on right now. So whoever else can wait till after the fight.
Now, Bellator's long had an association with Impact Wrestling, Bobby Lashley, Tito Ortiz, Rampage Jackson, King Mo in your division. So has that ever tempted you as well with your career, or is it just you're solely focused on the MMA stuff?
Yeah, I love wrestling. Like, seriously, like, I was brought up watching Hogan, Undertaker, Ultimate Warrior, Bret Hart, Legion of Doom, everyone, all them guys. So, yeah, if that was something that I was approached, then, yeah, definitely, I'd love to appear on that and give someone a body slam, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I'd love to do that. Like, so I was brought up watching that, and that's how I actually went into MMA. I was watching wrestling.
Now, away from the MMA, you're also an ambassador for fighting for autism. So tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yes. What happened? Paulie actually contacted me and asked if I would like to be a part of Fight for Autism and helping the kids obviously suffering from autism on the spectrum. I was more than happy to, you know, help and give back to the community and, you know, just be a part of the team and spread the awareness whenever I can on social media. That's how I actually became part of Fighting for Autism.
And now finally, Linton, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Instagram, also Twitter, and that is under LDV_theswarm. Also, you can follow me on Facebook under Linton the Swarm Vassell. And also, I'm on Snapchat as well under LD Vass.
Well, best of luck on the 19th, Linton. Linton Vassell will be co-main eventing Bellator 179 as he fights Liam McGreary for the number one contender for the light heavyweight title. Hopefully, we'll be seeing you fighting for the title very, very soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.